This is On Second Thought. I'm Leah Fleming. In 2013, 7,600 children were in state-sponsored foster care. Today, that number has risen to over 15,000 and counting. The woman trying to stop this trend is Virginia Pryor. She is the new director of the Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning.
Now, you have said during one interview that in the past 4 months, 877 children came into foster care, and that's more than the children that you have in Fulton County as a whole.
Absolutely.
What is going on?
Well, a big contributor to that we've been seeing, and Georgia is no different than what's happening across the country, is this opioid crisis that has swept the United States. But I think, you know, when you look at the issue of substance abuse as a whole, I mean, yes, we're focusing on opioids now and prescription drugs. And I mean, and that's a big issue that's happening across the United States. But when you just look at substance abuse across the board, whether it's, you know, some of your other illicit drugs or if it's, you know, alcohol, different things like that. I mean, all of those, you know, in the arena of substance abuse is something that plagues why children come into the system. In March, that was the number one reason why children came into the system. So when we say substance abuse, we could be talking about the arc of substance abuse. We don't necessarily what we call code in our system that it's this particular type of substance. It may be in the case note, but opioids is really the big issue right now.
So are there other challenges besides opioid addiction that are facing the system?
Absolutely. So they're really, like, we call them the top five. You know, neglect is the primary reason. So, you know, a lot of times folks will, when they think about the system, it is neglect and then physical or sexual abuse. And so I think the public always thinks it's sexual abuse or it's physical abuse, and that's the primary reason that children come into care. But actually, it's neglect. And that is the actual primary reason that children come into care. And that's across the United States. And so Georgia is no different in terms of that trend. And usually it could be due to lack of supervision. But lack of supervision is often attributed to substance abuse. So if a parent, you know, sadly is suffering from a substance abuse issue, they may leave the home because they need to go out and secure more drugs. So they may leave their child unattended, or they may even be in the home. But if they're not in their right mind because they're under the influence, then their child is unsupervised and something could happen. A child could, you know, children are curious. So many things could happen. So lack of supervision, inadequate housing is also another reason why children will come to the attention of the system. And so you have these connectors around poverty as well, too. And so it's not that a parent has lack of love for their child, but if a parent can't provide adequate housing, we don't have adequate resources to get them adequate housing, which then might mean that they haven't paid certain bills. It could be connected to substance abuse. So all of these things can actually
link together.
They're all linked together. And then mental health is the other issue. And then people always have this thing about the chicken before the egg. Well, some folks may have mental health challenges that don't have anything to do with substance abuse, but some folks may be medicating their mental health challenges with, you know, either drugs that they're prescribed or it could be, you know, another substance. And so, again, I always tell people, I don't necessarily think it's always one or the other. I think that they're issues that are connected to one another.
So. Yeah. So you were talking about, if at all possible, having a child stay with family or eventually go back home. And I'm wondering, how does DFACS determine when a child returns home or if a child should go home?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because every child is different. I mean, when you're dealing in the human landscape, every family's different, every family's need is different, and every child's need is different. So, you know, at the highest level, we have to make sure that children are safe and that families have the supports that they need to be able to appropriately care for their child. And so Some children come to the attention because it's about resources. And so how do we do what is necessary to connect those families to appropriate resources? How do we bring other family members into play that can help to be a safety net? You know, oftentimes people think, oh, well, the families have to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's not always true. You know, families don't always know if a mom or a dad is struggling with substance abuse. They might know something is off, but you and I both know when something's going on, you know, we're gonna try to blanket things so that not everybody is in our business, as
right.
you know, as we say. But and so oftentimes families may know bits and pieces, but they'll be left in the dark about what is actually happening. And then all of a sudden, the child is in the system and families are like, what just happened here?
Right, they didn't even know.
And they didn't even know. But I think the public sometimes can make an assumption that, oh, well, that grandmother had to know, or that, you know, that uncle or aunt, they, of course they knew. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But mm-hmm. research shows that that's we beg to differ. And the research shows that that's not true. You know, families will need maybe guidance or support if substance abuse is involved. Relapse is a part of that. So it can be a little bit difficult to reunify quickly with families that are struggling with some really deep substance abuse issues, because treatment is required, and is there access to treatment services? So, you know, I'd like to be able to answer your question to say, you know, one, two, three, these are the things that happen, but it really is predicated on whatever the need is of that child and of that family. But our first mm-hmm. and foremost goal is to reunify whenever it's safe and it's possible for us to do that.
I have been speaking with Virginia Pryor. She is the director of the Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services. And thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.